This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The current Supreme Court term still has 2 months to go, but the justices are already lining up cases for their next term, which begins in the fall. Yesterday, they accepted a big case that pits some top law schools against the U.S. military. Joining us with details is Slate and Day to Day legal analyst Emily Bazelon. Emily, this case involves the military's don't ask, don't tell doctrine for gays and lesbians. And explain how that affects law schools, will you?
Well, when recruiters from firms, law firms, and other organizations come to campus, law schools commonly play the role of matchmaker, as my colleague Phil Carter has put it. So they arrange interviews between the firms and the students. In the 1980s, a lot of schools started passing anti-discrimination policies that barred lots of forms of discrimination, including discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The military's don't ask, don't tell policy forced the schools to choose between helping the military's recruiters meet with law students and, in the school's view, remaining true to their anti-discrimination policies.
So, what is the law school's position? Is this how they would treat any other organization that wanted to recruit on campus, or have they got something in for the military?
Well, it's how they would treat any organization that wanted to recruit on campus without giving gay students equal access to the jobs they were trying to fill. So, in other words, the law schools have asked the military recruiters to meet with students off campus the same way they would any law firm that was discriminating on the basis of sexual orientation. In 1994, the military decided it had had enough, and Congress passed the Solomon Amendment, which conditions universities' receipt of federal funds on their letting the military recruiters onto campus. The funding bans take effect university-wide, and so that means there are millions of dollars of research funds at stake. A group of 31 law schools sued, and they say the Solomon Amendment suppresses their chosen speech by interfering with their prerogative to shape the way they educate students.
And this is all pending now on this suit that the justices have accepted for their next term. What is the military's position on this?
The military's position in this suit is that they deserve the same access to students that other recruiters get. And anything less than completely equal treatment, they think, sends a message that employment in the armed services is somehow less honorable or desirable than employment elsewhere. The lower court ruling that the Supreme Court will review next term favored the law schools. And interesting, that ruling relies on the Supreme Court decision in 2000 that held that the Boy Scouts could not be forced to accept gay scoutmasters.
There's a lot of speculation that Chief Justice William Rehnquist is going to retire at the end of this term. He's suffering from thyroid cancer. Since this case won't be heard until next term, do you have any idea how his possible retirement might affect the outcome?
Well, it's always hard to say for sure, but I would not expect his retirement to affect the outcome because Rehnquist will likely be replaced by another conservative, which means that the balance of power on the court won't shift.
Opinion and analysis from Emily Bazelon. She writes the jurisprudence column for our partners at Slate Magazine. Emily, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.